Hey folks, in this quick chat, I'm speaking with my buddy, Mr. Rob Knight. We're going to be talking about his experiences with the Narbox.
This is TWIP.
Hey folks, it's a quick chat this time with my buddy, Mr. Rob Knight over there. He has some experience with a little device called the Narbox. We're going to be talking about that and kind of what his overall impressions are with the device, taking it in the field around the world and, you know, just sort of putting it in interesting situations. Rob Knight, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you. Yeah, we got to chatting. You and I got to chatting about this thing. The Narbox, which is a little device. If people that may not have heard of it, it is a hard drive. But this is actually a full computer in here. It's got a display. It's got I/O. It's got a battery on there for power, and it's got input for SD cards and CF cards. And I think that's a display port on there as well, and USB-C on there. So you can actually plug another hard drive into this. So its main purpose, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because you're more of an expert on this than I am. Its main purpose is when you're on the go to ingest your files, whether it be videos from a drone or a still camera or whatever, into the device. It does a checksum on those files to make sure what it copied over is there. So it double checks to make sure it's there. And then it allows you, using their software, because the device is Wi-Fi, using their software, you can go through and start culling and sorting and labeling and keywording and all that stuff directly within your tablet or your phone while you're still in the field. Did I get it right? Is that what it does?
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, in short, it's a little computer, and you use your iPad or your phone as the interface for it. Although version 2, which the one you're holding up, it does have 4 buttons on the front that go with the LCD. So you can't operate it without attaching it to your phone or your iPad, which I really like. That's a big improvement over the version 1.
Yeah, it's a cool device. And yeah, you know, I talked to Will Africano. He's the CMO over there. He was taking me through the device, and I mentioned that it feels like it's military spec. Like, it feels like something that you'd be issued in military. And he said it was actually built to military spec. So it is a device that you could theoretically find in someone's backpack in uniform. So
yeah,
what are your experiences with it? Like, what do you think? Without me leading the witness, you tell me what are Rob Knight's experiences with the Narbox 2.0?
Sure. Well, like you mentioned, it is built like a tank. And there's a few things that I love about it. Since my cameras use SD cards, I think that's great. The other thing is it's so well weather sealed that I can actually put an SD card in it and close it, and it's weather sealed while I'm downloading and backing up my data. That's really cool. I've taken it to places like I was in Peru in February, back when we could go anywhere. And I was literally living on a riverboat on the Amazon for a week, and I didn't want to take my computer down there. So instead, I'm backing up hundreds of images a day using this and plugging in an external hard drive to it. So one of the big differences between this and other similar things is just that, is I can plug in my hard drive, my little portable drive. This will run the drive and download to it. Yeah. All at the same time. If I want to download a copy to the Narbox and to the external drive at the same time and have 2 copies, I can do that too. It's very flexible as far as that goes. And then, you know, sometimes I don't like to do a lot of work in the field usually, especially if I'm in Peru on a photography workshop. The last thing I want to do is take time away from my clients and sit in front of my computer for hours. When I could be, you know, in Peru. So I'm not doing a lot of work, but, you know, sometimes you're doing a shoot and you just know you got that one shot. But you can use the Narbox apps on your phone, connect the phone to the Wi-Fi on the Narbox, and I can download images right into Lightroom. Like you said, you can add ratings, that kind of thing. So if I want to, I can put things right into Lightroom and there it on my computer when I get home. And that's pretty awesome. That's been my sort of typical use case. I did some production work for a friend of mine, my buddy Eddie Tapp, on a video production that we're doing. And we spent a week on location doing, like I was telling you a little while ago before we were recording, 620 gigabyte SD cards worth of video in the morning, and then the same in the afternoon when the light was good. Wow. And so I would go back to my hotel room in between, hook up the NAR box, downloading everything to our working hard drive. So at the end of the day, everything's all downloaded and I know it's there and we can format cards and start back over tomorrow. That was a huge benefit. And the thing's so rugged, I can put an SD card in. Okay, we're shooting here. We're moving to the other side of the location. I'm going to plug in the SD card. That's one thing I should talk about too with the apps. Basically, there's so much that's improved over version one with this that I'm just like, and then this and does this.
Yeah. It's a completely new product for
it's
all
a completely new product. Yes. Yeah. One of the things that drove me nuts with the first one is that you have to hook it to your phone or your iPad to work anything, right? If you want to back up a card, you have to turn on the NAR box, you have to turn on your phone, you have to connect the Wi-Fi, you have to open the app, then you download the things, right? With this one, for example, the shoot that I was doing with Eddie, every morning I would do the scene name that we were working, the scene number that we were working on. I would go in the app on the phone and make a preset, and then it gets saved to the NAR box. So then when I plug in my SD card, all I have to do is navigate using the buttons on the NAR box and use my preset that I made, and then the files all go in the folder that they're supposed to go in. You know, it's little things like that that make it really easy. It's not just a matter of I'm going to dump my SD card into this machine. It's I'm going to specifically organize my files as I go. So if I'm working on, we're going scene 70, I'm going to throw in the SD card in this thing and put it in the folder that says scene 70, throw it in my camera bag as I'm walking to do scene 71.
Nice.
You know, so by the time I get there, it's downloaded. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I took away from the conversation with Will over at NARBOX was you could pre-plan your trips and pre-plan your adventure. So like, say you're on a Costa Rica trip, you know that you're going to, you know, three different areas, Isla Bonita, and then this, and then, you know, Fantasy Island, and then over here, right? You could name folders and hierarchies underneath that for each area so that when you ingest from your media, memory cards, drones, etc., you bring that footage into the folder where it belongs. That way, when you get back to the workstation or the hotel with the computer or whatever, it's already done. It's not like you have to redo things. It's already in the place where it's going to be. I don't think that's talked about enough because, you know, we as photographers, we format our SD cards and make sure our batteries are charged and we go out. That's it, right? This lets you, you know, get everything ready. You add an additional step to it. You get this thing set up with the hierarchy of every place you're going to be, even if it's like a model shoot or something, right? You know, you're going to be doing three different looks. You could put those folders for those looks on the drive and ingest into those so that when you get back to the computer and you plug in, boom, you're just bringing over the folders and everything's already rated and categorized and ready for editing, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's what we did with the big video shoot, right? I set it up ahead of time because we had a, you know, obviously a schedule, shot list, all these things. So that was all set up before I even got there. And we're at this location where we're shooting is 2.5 acres big. We're shooting in all different areas of this place. And so then, like I said, I take camera one, put it in the folder for scene 70, camera two in the folder, my SD card from my Zoom for the audio all goes in the folder on the hard drive where it's going to live. I don't have to put it on here and then move it somewhere when I get home.
Yeah.
So then we get back to the office, you know, after this crazy week of shooting, and everything's in the folder where it's supposed to go. It was awesome.
Is the NAR box fast enough, in your opinion, to like edit directly off of it? Whether it be you're going to use it as you're just going to let the files live on there and you're going to bring them into whatever software you use for editing and work with them directly that way. And then also, what about video? Like, is it fast enough to handle editing, you know, 1080 or 4K video directly from the device?
One of the things that I know the NAR box was built for from the ground up is 4K video, because the guys who came up with this product were specifically into extreme skiing. So that's kind of where this machine came from. It's why it's so rugged. It's why it's waterproof. So one of the things that they wanted to be able to film the ski run, down, put the card in the machine and up and upload it to Instagram while they're still out in the snow. Right. So I don't do that on here. I don't do a lot of video, so I'm not, and I'm certainly, I don't do the kind of video that I need to edit 4K video while I'm out. But yeah. It apparently uses the same engine for the apps are Selects and Safe Keep. There's two different apps for whatever what are you trying to do with the machine. And for the previews, it actually uses the same engine as Photo Mechanic. So the JPEG previews come up really quickly. As I was lamenting to you earlier, unfortunately, I use mostly the Olympus EM1X camera and the EM1 Mark III, and neither one of those cameras' RAW files are supported by the NARBOX right now, as yet. Wow. So I can't really speak to the speed of the RAW previews, but the JPEG previews work fine. And even then, what I've done sort of as a workaround for that is I know the files are there, and I can go into Lightroom. And if you're using Lightroom Mobile, you go import, and you'll import it from the Files app, and you'll see the NARBOX as a server. So I can go into the files on the NARBOX from within Lightroom, and I can still ingest the RAW files. They're supported by Lightroom, so I can still do that. I just kind of have to know specifically where I want to get them from.
Yeah, that is really cool. So yeah, I think it's a relatively, unfortunately, a device that not a whole lot of people know about. And I think some of the people, even some of the people in the TwitPro community, they know about it, but they equate NARBOX 2.0 to 1.0 and some of the shortcomings that 1.0 had that they kind of nuclear annihilated with 2.0. So, but right. First impressions, right?
Absolutely.
Your main qualms with the device right now are just the support, the file format support for Olympus cameras, right?
Right. And I was looking, in fact, just the other night, because there was an update for the NARBOX. And so I looked, like, supported cameras, cool. And the only cameras that I saw that are not supported are the two cameras that I use. And so I was like, wow, I almost couldn't even find another one on the list that wasn't supported. So I don't know why.
It's like the old days of when Mac users were the second class citizens, and we had to wait for the Mac versions of software to come out because Windows always came out first, and then maybe we'll consider doing a Mac version if there's demand right now.
No doubt.
Oh, cool.
But I had the opportunity. I've worked with NARBOX for. I had version one, and it was funny. Even then, I think initially they didn't even realize how they could market it, right? Because a friend of mine was working for NARBOX and was like, yeah, it's great. You can edit 4K video on it. And I said, okay, I don't do that. And he was like, well, you can do some other stuff. You know, it's cool. And so it just didn't sell. Like, it wasn't anything that interested me at all. And he said, well, I'm going to send you one. You can try it. And so I started looking into kind of what it does. And I was like, well, can I do this and this? And they're like, probably. And so I sort of figured out a workflow, you know, around what anybody said about it, you know. Yeah. And then I had a really cool opportunity to talk to one of the guys who was putting the software together for version two. And we were on the phone for an hour and a half about, well, why can't we do that? Why can't I, on version one, you can't plug it in to charge it while you have another hard drive attached, while you're downloading things. So if your battery's low and you need to download something, too bad. You can't do it. Of course, that's fixed with this one. Having the buttons on the machine so that I don't have to hook it up to my device to turn it on, you know?
Right.
So many of the things that I was like, man, I really wish version two would be this. It is. You know, it's really cool.
You know what? On the video side, I'm, you know, most of the video that I record currently is kind of like this, right? So... but the people that are professional video editors and people that are shooting in the field and news gathering organizations, especially these days with social distancing and remote work and all that, I know NARBOX is working really closely with the frame.io people that integrate with Final Cut and I would assume other apps, but I only know Final Cut. But they integrate with Final Cut and allow you to do sort of collaborative Google Apps style collaborations on footage.
Wow.
And the Narbox works with them. So yeah, it's a really powerful little device. And what struck me is when you're, you know, say you're on a trip, you don't even have to be a pro photographer. You're on a trip and you're going to several different places. You're in Disneyland and you're going to these different areas during the day or during the week or whatever. Like we said, you can specify those folders and put stuff into them. But the other piece of that is the peace of mind of, I know when I travel, I got the Mavic Mini with me. I've probably got a couple cameras. I got my phone. If I'm going to do some audio, I have the Zoom audio recorders with me, so I'm gathering all kinds of content. But they're disparate and they're in all different places. And you also, as a photographer, you have that level of anxiety of, okay, where's that memory card? Can I shoot on? Did I already shoot on that memory card? Oh, I can't format that. I'm not formatting anything until I get home and everything's,
That's right.
So you have that mindset with this device or devices like it, you can have a single point of sanity where right. you import everything in here and you know that it's all categorized, it's all on here. Then your SD cards become the backup because they're checksummed and mirrored on this. So
that's
then
right.
you protect this with you. This is what goes in the hotel safe. You know, everything is safe on this because this is the job here versus it's on all those cards that may or may not fail or get stolen or lost or damaged or something.
So that's right.
That's a huge benefit to sort of thinking ahead and ingesting everything into one place that's then checksummed and bulletproof and ready to go. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And that's a great point about, if you're on a trip with your family, you go to Disney World but then you're going to sneak off to the, wildlife management area and try to shoot some birds or something like that. You don't necessarily, your family doesn't care about your bird photography and your nature photography friends don't care about seeing your wild, your Disney World pictures, but just to have that separated, it would be handy when you get home. I'm going to put the family photos into my photos library on my Mac, and then I'm going to import this other folder into Lightroom or whatever. There would be a huge benefit in having everything already filed away when you get home. It's just that much less to worry about.
Love it. Yep. Well, good. Well, I just wanted to have this quick chat just to sort of talk through it. This isn't a sponsored video by Narbox or anything by any means, but you and I both have one. We use them, and I thought it would be helpful to sort of compare notes back and forth. I'm always interested to see how people's workflow and how they're incorporating, the tools that I have into their own workflows. And I'm excited. I've heard positive and negative things about the Narbox from people, but most of those perceptions, it seems like, comes from people that have experience with the first version of it,
sure.
the second one. Yeah.
And it's hard to talk about sometimes because it's one of those things that can be so many different things.
Yeah.
Like it's so versatile. There's not like, okay, here's what you do with it. It's almost like obviously not like Photoshop, but if you open Photoshop, you can do everything from edit a photo to make a video to do 3D animation. So to say, well, what's Photoshop? Like, that's a hard question to just answer. Right. It's hard to come up with an elevator pitch for it. And the Narbox is kind of the same thing. Like, it's a hard drive, but it's a backup device and it's a editing tool. Like, it's all these things. It's just a matter of how you want to add it to your own workflow.
I agree. I would encourage folks to just go over to narbox.com and just go look through the stuff over there and get a feel for what the Narbox team is trying to solve and how they approached it and see if it fits into your workflow, especially these days. And I especially encourage the video shooters out there that are working remotely to check out the frame.io integration in the device because it's it makes me want to get into video more professionally because I want to collaborate with people on the other side of the planet. So
yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Rob Knight. Well, so if people want to, connect with you and see some of the stuff that you're working on or, take some of your future, post-apocalypse workshops, where's a good place to catch up with you?
You can find me at robknightphotography.com, Knight with a K, and then Rob Knight Photo. On all the social media things, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the things. If you look up Rob Knight photo, that's I'm there. Yeah.
Rob Knight on all the things. Perfect. Cool, man. All right. Yep. Well, you be safe out there, and I'll talk to you next time.
You bet, man. Thanks.
This is Twitter.